Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now. So you have that freedom, that life to do what you love with those you love whenever the heck you want. But it's just so much more than that, right, guys? Because it's not just about making you guys rich. It's so much more. It's about making you guys ripplers in the sense that you create a ripple effect through the lives of others, because as you are blessed financially, you can bless the lives of those around you. And that's what gives me so much joy to work with you guys, to be able to help bless you with that ripple effect. And I can create that through you as well. And I appreciate you guys binging and sharing and everything. Like I've loved watching this show grow each and every week. And you guys are a big part of that. So thank you so much for being a part of this movement and part of this cause. Here's a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. We've got some great blogs and podcasts, of course, but you know, there's even the ebook you can get on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, which is slapping Ramsey in the face and saying, here's how to get the cash now and be abundant. So check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, so on today's show, I got a special guest here, Randy Lawrence. And now I have to be honest, this is the guy that I've been kind of wanting to keep secret from you, because up till now, only my clients have known about him because he's amazing. He's awesome. I mean, he spent years in, you know, having his own management company. But here's the cool thing that I love is that since 2003, he's been doing real estate investing primarily with multifamily apartments and things like that. And get this, guys, in the last 17 years, he has paid his investors every time through 2 different recessions that we've had, including the Great Recession, and even now. And that's one of the huge things that I think speaks volumes about Randy here. And so I'm excited to have him on the show and talk to you guys about his experience and, you know, really about what he does. So Randy, welcome to our show.
Awesome, brother. Hey, thank you so much. I'm super excited to be on the show. I love what you do. Especially just saying, hey, we're punching Dave Ramsey in the face that, you know, and again, love, you know, Dave Ramsey as a human being, just probably not in the rice and beans approach, you know? So that too many people kind of get in this mindset. Like, I mean, of course, you know, of like, okay, I can, you know, penny pinch my way to, you know, the financial freedom point 50 years in the future. It's like, it's never going to happen. So just love what you do. So I'm totally glad to be on the show today. And, you know, yeah, like what you said, you know, we started our company, you know, in the real estate arena 2003. Prior to that, for 15 years, I was a stockbroker and a registered investment advisor, owned my own firm. We managed money for people in a traditional way. So, you know, don't hate me for that. But what I saw, here's what I saw, right? So we're managing stocks, options, bonds, mutual funds, the whole bit. And then I bought my first small multifamily apartment or duplex rather in 1999 and just saw, wow, look at the power of the return, the cash flow. And then 2003, we really focused in, bought our first apartment complex. And because what? I saw the power of the return that real estate was providing at a lower risk than what we were achieving in our overall managed portfolio. And then it really began to be where we made that transition of focus in 2006, sold my money management company, just because, again, we decided we're exclusively going to focus on real estate and eschew any of that stock and options and, you know, just any of the traditional investments, because it just didn't provide as good a results for us personally as investors, but also for our clients. Because again, even too, like you said, at that time we were, you know, paying probably, it was, you know, 10 or 12% preferred type dividend. And, you know, that's just not consistently made, you know, year in, year out in the stock market. Now, again, you can say, okay, well, on average over 30 years and it's up in the day, you know, but again, when I really looked at it, the truth of the matter is, you know, it's, you're down 30% 1 year. You got to make back 50% the next year.
That's right.
To get back to break even. And then God forbid somebody's taking a 6 or 7% distribution. Now it's even greater, you know, so we saw all that, and that was the motivation to really start focusing into real estate.
It's fascinating you have that story, because 2006 was the year that I shut down my financial advisory business, right? I actually, it was March of 06. In fact, I was like, I'm done. You know, I see these guys are doing real estate or business, and they're like way wealthier than any of us as financial advisors, making commissions, selling stuff that hasn't worked for our clients, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, and it really is the, a lot of the products, offerings, 401k, all of that, this really, you know, provides a greater benefit for the Wall Street firms that hold the money, right? Because that's the deal is, okay, they've got $5 billion in this fund and they're earning X percent fees on it. And that's, you know, that's really the name of the game. And, you know, and so for me, I love real estate. I love the creativity of it. I love the entrepreneurial aspect of it. And I also love what it's able to do, you know, in impacting other people. Like you said, with the money ripples, like I just did a show on our podcast where, you know, one of the guys, a doctor, is invested with us in real estate. His previous advisors had him on a plan like where, you know, maybe at 90, he skids across the finish line and runs out of money. So he's like, he's hoping to die by 90. Like, what kind of plan is that? You know? And so now he's super excited. They've got enough money to help fund charities and orphanages and travel and, you know, all that because of the power of real estate. And so I just love what it does for our investors and clients and the people that invest with us.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
Now, how do you do your investing? Like, what is it that makes yours so unique?
Well, so we're very focused, you know, again, now where we are is focused, you know, probably over the last 4 to 5 years, large multifamily apartment complexes, 75 to 200-ish unit type complexes. We also have a specific focus that we're looking for, you know, complexes that are genuine, like blue collar, lower tier, white collar workers, the person making $35,000 to $50,000 a year. That really is the staple of the job growth that we believe is taking place in this country. And over the next 20 years, that's really the, you know, the driving force of the lower tier jobs that will be created. And then the unique thing of that product class, you can't build it for the cost of construction as to what the rents are. So it is a finite product with an ever-increasing demand. And of course, you know, economics, it's like that is a good mix to be in. So you've got fixed supply and growing demand. That's why you see rents that continue to grow, because you have an ever-increasing demand for it. And so we have a special sauce, if you will, where we focus on, you know, benefiting the tenants, providing a better quality of place to live. And then with that, we're able to get then what would be considered current market rent. So for an example, we may have a property where it's, you know, typically they're built in the 70s, the interiors are dated, and they're maybe getting 800 on the rent. Some of the competitors in the submarket, say 1, 2, or 3, they're getting 925, 950, but they also are offering a nicer kind of appearing product. And so we're able to go in, purchase the complex, implement our professional management. So again, save money on expenses compared to the mom and pop-ish operation that's going on or the crappy third-party management that's running it. And then with that, we implement our renovation plan where for about $3,800 a door, we're able to renovate, update, make it look like a nice 2000s unit apartment, and then also fix up the exteriors for any of the deferred maintenance. So that kind of those three things we attack all at once. And then now within 3 months, you've got this nice looking exterior. You've got a nice new finished apartment. You've got a well-run management team that's running the complex. And so now it's worth the $950 rent, what's going on in that market, because it's a clean, nice, quality, updated, affordable place to live.
I love that. I love that from a few different standpoints, because one, you're actually trying to really build value in a sense to be able to increase profits, right? So you don't have to increase rent. Well, you do increase rents eventually, but you know, you're doing stuff in a way that, because you buy it from people that haven't managed it well, you turn it around to use your expertise to manage it better. And then on top of that, you actually make it better. I mean, you help make the community better because of it too.
Yeah. It's also really a very strategic and secure type process as well too, because, you know, when we're buying a complex, we bought one in Georgia. It's like $7.7 million, 100 and maybe 30 units or something like that. And the as completed value appraised for, I think, just under $11 million. Because again, what we're demonstrating is that, you know, we're not trying to lead the market in rents with an unknown variable. The market's already proven that the rent is, you know, in that earlier example, $950.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing is we're demonstrating if we fix this place up to make it worth that, then those rents will be obtained. And if we do that, then the value of the property is increased because we have a higher net operating income. And I would also say the tenants that live there or rent there, they're happier because there's a better quality of life for them. Now, again, probably sometimes anywhere from 10 to 20% of the bottom tier tenants, they're not the quality of tenants that we want in the property. And they're not also going to be staying the distance over that year, year and a half when those renovations are going on. Nothing against them as human beings, but it's just, we're trying to improve the quality of life for the whole of the complex, not just one person. And that's what we've been able to achieve. And because most of the properties we buy are, you know, say 85, 90, 95% occupied, they're cash flow positive day one. We actually are able to begin the renovation plan kind of what's called on the turn. So if we've got 10 leases coming up every month, maybe four of those leases don't renew at the increased rate. And we go in and we're able to renovate those four. So it just becomes a process of, like, you know, a very methodical process where we're renovating four units a month, offering them out at the new, here's the newly renovated rate. And then the other ones are, you know, not at the same rate as that. And then we just work through the whole lease roll over the course of a year, year and a half. And it's a very effective approach. We've got it very dialed in is how I guess I would describe it.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and that obviously shows just why it works so well for you.
For sure. You know, it's like kind of, I'm a one trick pony, but it's a darn good trick. You know what I mean? It's like, we are very focused. I get people all the time because of the success we've had. They contact, oh my God, hey dude, I've got this great ground up construction project in Vegas and man, you're going to make all this money. And I'm like, dude, I have no interest in that. Right. Because, and nothing against somebody that does that. Right. But it's just, that's not our focus. Our focus is very strategic, because even too, it's like, I've been through the fire, like you said, through the recessions, managed money during a recession, been through real estate recessions. And it's like, I've become very strategic as a result of that fire. A lot of people out there, maybe they've been around the block 3, 4, 5 years. They don't know nothing but good times. And it's like, you've got to be strategic. And so this type of offering that we work with is quality affordable housing. So, and again, in that market example, we're at 950 offering a better, newer product than the competitors at 950 or 975. People aren't leaving our place to go rent there. You know, the guy that's maybe in another apartment complex that's a little bit higher grade paying 1100, when he gets a pinch on his job and they cut his salary or his wife loses her job, that's the guy he's looking to move down to the 950. And he's looking who's got the best option at 950, and that'd be us. So it's like, you know, we're having a better positioning when the economic slowdown occurs. And that's, of course, by design.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, that was leading to my next question too, which is, you know, we're starting to see the market kind of transition a little bit, right? Yep. And always the fear that I hear from people is, yeah, but isn't real estate, you know, isn't it kind of the point where it's too high, or, you know, is this really a good time to do it? I mean, what are your thoughts when you hear that kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Now, I would agree on some level, I see people paying too much for properties. And we see that all the time. We may go through 30, 40, 50 properties to find one that really is good. And then the other reality is we don't kind of fudge the numbers and push it to the limit. See, that's what some people are doing, is they're going, okay, well, I'm going to be able to save money here. I'm going to be able to get this. It's like everything under the sun has to go exactly right with no blip for that to be achieved. It's just not realistic. Yeah. And I told that to a guy this morning that we're purchasing some properties in Oklahoma. And I said, you know, with our management team member, I said, dude, look, I don't come off of the system, right? If it doesn't fit the appropriate underwriting of our system, we don't buy it. Mm-hmm. He's like, wow, that's so refreshing to hear that that's your mandate, because so many people are not doing that. And yeah. So it makes our job harder, because you've got to go through more properties to find the ones that are good. But here's the trick. It makes our job easier, say 3 years from now, when right. things have slowed down and other people are getting their butt handed to them. We have been, you know, smart and efficient, and that's not us. So I'd rather have the short-term pain of not getting the deal now mm-hmm. than to have, okay, we got the deal now, but now 3 years from now, when there's a slowdown, or 2 years from now, now it's painful. It's like, well, right. you can't get out of that pain, you know? So,
you know, and I'll tell you, like, I've seen, especially in the last few years, multifamily and apartment deals have been going like everywhere. Like, everybody yes. seems to be investing in them, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, do you see that as an opportunity for you coming up?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because you've got plenty of people that are not dialed in on operations. Yeah. They've mm-hmm. been able to get some money together, or they raised money or whatever, and bought a place, but they're not real skilled in terms of their professionalism, their mm. operations, their systems and accountability. And no doubt when the market shifts a bit, mm-hmm. those people that are weak are going to get, you know, the kind of things handed to them. And that yeah. in turn will be a buying opportunity for us. I've told that to people, this decade is going to be the decade of operations.
Yeah.
And, you know, because your real money is made in operations. Yes, mm-hmm. you've got to pay the right price when you buy it. But the real money is made through having the proper professional systems, the right people on the team, and the accountabilities to drive performance on a daily and weekly basis.
Right.
And a lot of people don't have that set up, where us as a company and our team members do. And though people would say, yeah, Randy's a nice guy, like, dude, I take this stuff uber seriously, where it's like we have extreme accountability on our team, and everybody knows, hey, look, you got to get the result. You know, mm-hmm. your efforts to try don't mean jack crap, right? It's like, you know, hey, I tried it. No, it's like, you've got to get that renovated, got to get it finished, and they have to be done by Friday. So yeah. like, whatever you need to do, figure it out and get it done, because that's the result that has to be achieved. And so, you mm-hmm. know, that's the intensity that we approach it. And that's what helps drive performance. And so, you know, even too, you've got people out there in the space that are not even full-time real mm-hmm. estate investors, where they're, oh, I'm buying an apartment and their day job is being an engineer. It's like, dude, like, you're running a $6 million asset kind of what, part-time in the evening in between your day job. It's like, that's ridiculous. Now,
right.
again, in the last 5 years where we've had cap rate compression and the market's gone up, you know, you could be blind, deaf, and stupid and have made money, but that's not going to be the case. And we already see that now. You know, we've bought properties even this last year in November, December, from guys that kind of crapped out on, they had a plan. Mm-hmm. They thought they had a plan, and the plan didn't work so well because they didn't know how to work the plan operationally. And then we swooped in and bought the property at a monster deal for us and our investors. And now we're executing the crap out of the plan, and it's working.
Right.
Yeah. You
know. It works.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, look, it's hard work. Nobody really likes, right?
Yeah.
It's just, that people have gotten away from that. But it's like, I enjoy delivering value, and it takes work to deliver value, because that's really the secret. You've got to deliver extreme value to then have economic reward come back to you. And yeah. that's what we do. It's like, you know, our two driving forces are, one, we want to transform the lives of the people that live in our complex. We want to provide them a better quality of life at a good, affordable price where they can have a home and raise their family. Mm-hmm. And then two, we want to help as many investors as possible experience economic freedom, you know, because again, right. like I know back in 15, we had a lady, she was invested with us at that time, probably 13 years ish. She came to me and said, Randy, I'm so grateful for what you've done for me and my family. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, well, because of investing with you, you know, when the economy collapsed, your money was always there, helped buoy my business and keep it afloat. And then right. in 9 and 10, both my kids needed to go to college, that income paid for their college tuition, and one became a teacher, the other a firefighter. And then she said, now I'm fixing to sell my business in a commercial plaza she had and put that money with you so I can retire and take care of my mom who's dying of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And so it was like, that was just a powerful God moment for me to see like, wow, that's how three generations of this lady's family have been changed forever in a positive way because of the power of real estate and what we do. And so that really kind of motivated me to say like, you know what? What would it be like in your portfolio if for 17 years you always made double-digit returns and never lost a penny? And for everybody, it's like, it's a game changer. They're you know, hey, I wouldn't have lost 400,000. I'd be to X, you know what I mean? And and so that really have motivated me and the team. That's now our two kind of driving forces because, you know, I don't have to keep doing what I'm doing, but we're building a company that will last past my grandchildren. Which I don't even have yet. My daughter's only 16. So, you know, I've got a long way to go, but our company is being built out to last past my lifetime and to provide financial freedom to people three generations down the road.
Yeah. You're not just building a company, you're building a legacy, right?
For sure. I mean, that's, you know, that's so cool. Like I go back to the Dr. Brad that I interviewed as a client. You know, like it's changed him and his wife's life. It's changed. They do an orphanage in Costa Rica. They have a Christian camp down the road from their house that they help support. You know, I mean, just all these cool, like you call it money ripples, all these things that ripple across these effect. That's a legacy for them now, right? They're now, instead of cutting the Costa Rica orphanage trip, they're going to Costa Rica every year to support these orphans in Costa Rica.
Right.
Like, how cool is that? I mean, and we're a part of that by what we're doing at our apartment complex in Atlanta or Florida or, you know, Oklahoma, because they're a part of it. It's like, it's just an amazing thing how God set it up. If you really deliver value to help people, you know, it really just expands out what comes back to you and how many more people they're able to help.
Amen to that, man.
Yeah. So awesome. And I know you, I mean, I'm super excited for your show because I know like you are just like geared up helping so many people and just showing them stuff that like, you know, they don't learn from Dave Ramsey. You know, it's like, somebody's got $800,000, $2 million, but their financial picture's like, they don't have it all dialed in of what they could be doing.
Right.
And you're freeing up more money to pay down debt and, you know, getting them out of, you know, investments that are maybe not serving them, but serving the people that sold them, you know? So that's just an awesome thing to see in a mission that you're on. I love being a part of it.
Awesome, man. So Randy, tell us like, what kind of an investor do you like to have in your fund? Like what kind of investors can qualify to be in your
fund? Yeah, for sure. So we have, you know, oftentimes two different scenarios. One where we have an accredited investor opportunity where somebody, you know, has to be defined as an accredited investor. Other times where we have apartment complexes, we do where it is, they have to have an existing relationship with us and be a sophisticated investor. Probably the predominance of the opportunities are in the accredited investor arena, just because that's kind of the nature of what it is.
Yeah.
And then the structure of it is where we have the complex, the actual, we may have 6, 7, 8 investors that invest with us in that one complex. They have an equity ownership interest in that complex. So it's a very secure position because they own the actual portion of the company that owns that one complex. And then the way we structure it to the investors is that they're getting a preferred dividend on cash flow every quarter. So they're getting a check for 7% roughly every quarter based on their investment amount. There's another 5% that's accruing that they get when the property's sold, you know, so that's where it's a preferred 12%. And then in addition to that, because they're an equity owner in the complex, they also get tax benefits of depreciation that, you know, roughly speaking, every one of them's different, you know, because of the, you know, cost segregation, the appraisal, the value, the purchase price, all that stuff. But again, roughly speaking, on every 100,000 that they invest, they're getting anywhere from 38 to maybe 43,000 of depreciation, which that's huge because the first year they got, let's say on 100 grand, they got 7,000 of actual money income, but then their K-1 shows a loss of, you know, $41,320.
Right.
So it's like they didn't pay any tax on the 7,000 and then that depreciation can roll over and offset the income from the next year for year two or year three. And it's, and because the government has incentivized the tax structure because they want people to invest in helping to create affordable housing.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of it. It's no real smoke and mirror. It's the being an intelligent investor, recognizing the trends that exist, the opportunities that exist, and the benefits of the tax law structure for those trends, you know? So, and most people, they're like, whoa, you know, like, wow, I'm getting this great return. Mm-hmm. And then like the tax benefits,
it's pay like, no tax on it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. They're like, wow. You know, so it really is an amazing thing. And that's also part of, like, for me, I guess I want to be kind of the Pied Piper of telling people, you know, just like that old, I think, Disney cartoon, the Pied Piper's blowing the little flute. And I want to share that message just like you do, so that people recognize, you know what, there is a better way. I can get better returns, have greater security, have better tax benefits. It's possible.
Absolutely, man. Well, if people want to reach out to you guys or learn more about what you guys offer there, where would they go?
Yeah, for sure. You can go right to our website, prosperitycapitalpartners.net, prosperitycapitalpartners.net. And you've got, you know, information on us there, testimonial videos. There's a contact button as well. And then also, you know, our podcast, The Real Estate Preacher, is out there, of course, on iTunes, where you've got lots of episodes talking about various topics and information as well. But definitely love to be able to be a help and deliver value in any way that we can.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll be sure to put those links in the show notes. That's great, man.
Awesome, brother. Hey, thank you so much. It's great to see you, and look forward to connecting with you, brother.
Same here. Appreciate your time and all that value, man. You're up to some amazing things, and you are the rippler that we talk about on this show, man. Awesome. You're embodying it perfectly. So I love that, man. So thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
For the rest of you guys, thanks for joining us today. Remember, check out his stuff. And, you know, again, we'll have that in the show notes for you, so you'll be able to click on the links and find out more there. So check it out, guys, and I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.